Jay Chandrasekhar.
Oh, for God's sake.
I keep asking
him. Chandrasekhar.
Jay Chandrasekhar.
Hi, Jay. I'm Heidi. Nice to meet you.
How you doing? I'm Frank. You're stuck in traffic a little bit?
A little bit.
It's Los Angeles.
Isn't Los Angeles so much fun?
I drove right by, but I'm here.
You drove right by the station.
I did. Oh, there it is.
Oh, I got to do a U-turn.
Did you see the guy out there riding a bike on the billboard?
I did. I hear it's for arthritis.
Yeah, trying to raise money for the Arthritis Foundation.
It's a great cause.
Because ALS is getting all the, you know, with all the Ice Bucket Challenge, ALS is getting everybody, because everybody's going, oh, I already donated to ALS. I don't really have any money for anything else.
Enough with all this ALS. Let's get some arthritis money flowing.
That's right. Everyone gave. They're like, no, I already gave to a charity. I think you got to spread it out a little bit.
Right.
Now, both your parents are physicians, right?
Yeah, my dad's a lung disease doctor. My mom's a radiologist.
And your sister's a lawyer?
She's a lawyer. How do you know all this?
I've been looking into you, man.
It's a little thing called stalking, Jay.
How long have you been a disappointment?
I mean, my entire life. My entire life. I was like all ready to go. I'm like, went into college. I'm like, I'm going to be a doctor. And then I got a C- in organic chemistry, and it's over. Mm. It's called it weeded me out.
But everyone's like, you're hilarious. You should, you know, do something. And you're like, well, I'll just make movies then.
As a fallback, yes.
Right.
So this is exciting. Is this the first original that Amazon's put together, this show Really that you have?
Yeah. You know, this is the third time they've made what they do is they make four or five pilots at a time, and then rather than have a bunch of executives sort of decide what gets ordered and made into a show, they give it out to the audience, and they say, you tell us what you like. And so
that's a much better idea.
It really is.
Interesting.
As opposed to guys in suits going, I don't think that'll work. You don't know. You don't know anything.
You get these waves of passion, and friends tell friends, and suddenly, you know, it becomes like a real – you know, you get a lot of you can say, look, everybody likes this show.
It's almost like a Kickstarter for – programming. But now you're not asking for money. You're saying, hey, if you like it, we'll make more.
And it's a great way to tell a whole bunch of people about the show before it even, you know, if they order it, then all these people already know about it.
So and the show's called Really, and it's about you and your family life?
You know, look, I've directed a lot of half-hour shows. Like, I've done Arrested Development and Community and New Girl, and they're all great shows, top-flight writers and actors. But you reach a point when you're talking about, say, like sex or, you know, alcohol or race or drugs, whatever, where you have to sort of stop speaking honestly.
Right.
And so,
But not on this show.
You can
say anything you want.
I can say anything?
Oh, yeah. Within
reason.
Well, okay. Those seven words you can't say, but other than that, anything.
Oh, well, I was about to let loose. Okay, so, and you know, I've also become a big fan of all the dramas, like, you know, like, well, True Detective and The Wire. And I feel like people have to some degree turned their back on comedy because it's like a little predictable and it's a little safe. So I wanted to make like a half hour show that was, you know, honest and funny and dirty. And so it's almost like an R-rated 30 something.
I love that.
You know, there's like, you know, nudity and sex and grass.
Yeah, I guess
on
Amazon Prime, you can pretty much do anything
you want,
right?
Yeah, it's as dirty as HBO.
That is awesome.
Right.
What is Really? It really follows a group of friends.
So it's like four couples in Chicago, and we're kind of hard-charging couples. And
are you in it as well?
I'm in it, yeah. Me and Sarah Chalk from Scrubs plays my wife. And Selma Blair's in it. And this funny comic, Rob Delaney.
Oh, yeah, Rob. He's been on the show.
Yeah, we know Rob.
Yeah, filthy guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He's perfect for what you're doing,
Yeah,
then.
He's perfect. So it's almost, you know, you could also look at it like you know, I'm a comic, right? So it's not unlike something like Seinfeld or Curb. Like, it's meant to be funny, but it's just, you know, intended to be really honest.
I mean, I was watching what was the recent award show with the Emmys?
Yeah, that's the most recent one, yeah.
And I saw where like Netflix programming was getting a lot of nods. So it's like the streaming programming, this original from this like from Netflix. So where Amazon, I guess, could get in on this.
Of course they could.
But I noticed that when people are nominating themselves or whatever, you submit your material for comedy, and you know it's Orange is the New Black, and I just don't see that as a comedy.
You don't?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's.
I haven't seen it.
Funny. I mean, like, yeah. When I think comedy, right. It's like, what you're saying is like, yeah, you want to take the comedy and just take it to the next level.
I would have never guessed Orange is the New Black as a comedy.
That's what I'm saying. So in
right,
this case,
but it's also not a total drama either, is it?
No. I mean, there's whackball situations where you're like, oh my God, but not, yeah. It's not a traditional.
So for your show, you say you stop where they stop you at the network if you were writing for all these other shows, and they're like, okay, we can't do that. That's hilarious. But, we got to do it a different way because, you know, it's the middle America and they're watching this.
That's right.
This is, you just have complete freedom to do whatever the hell you want.
Complete freedom.
And if people love it. They let it, you know, they'll know through Amazon.
And we've gotten an immensely great response. Like, it's been really great. And for those who are, you know, trying to hold on to that old type of like network clean comedy, they're not loving it. They're offended by the nudity and the drugs and the sex, and they don't like that part. Guess what?
The show's not for you then.
Yeah, no. And that's fine. That's what the cool thing about this whole system is. The vast majority are loving it, but there's a little vocal crowd.
Is there a particular moment on the show that the vocal crowd has been more vocal about, like saying, oh, when you did that?
You know what it is? I basically remind my wife that she owes me a blowjob for my birthday. And it's, you know, there's a little bit of interrupted thing. And so in some way, the whole show has a bit of that in it. But even any of it, they're like, we shouldn't be showing blowjobs on TV. And there's some grass smoking and there's some over drinking. But it's meant to be very real as to what it's, you know, what these parties are like.
So that's what people's weekends are actually like.
I love this. So can I already see the show now?
It's on. So if you go to Amazon, I think if you Google Amazon Prime.
Because I'm an Amazon Prime member.
Oh, yeah,
I love
so
it.
So they have all their 5 pilots up, and you can go there and click on the thing, watch it for free, and then rate it.
I will definitely do that. I'll do that this afternoon.
Yeah.
Who else is on your – is this all you're writing yourself, or you got like other guys?
I wrote 3 episodes of it. So, yeah, I wrote it myself and then, you know, bring the actors in and they...
Who plays Rob Delaney's wife or girlfriend on the show?
He's the single guy.
He would be the single guy, wouldn't he? Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody's jealous of because he's out and doing his thing and you're married begging for BJs.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And does that stem from reality, the old begging for the BJ?
I think that's a perpetual state of marriage, yeah.
I think you should also get a BJ on Father's Day, too. If you have kids, then I think you should get a BJ on Father's Day.
You come up with every single day you can think of.
Right. Yeah.
Thanksgiving, something to give thanks for.
Arbor Day.
It's about, you know.
We're going to plant a tree and you're going to plant your lips right here. That's right.
Exactly.
Do this. Arbor Day.
Figure it out.
For the environment.
Thank you so much for coming in. Sorry we're stuck in traffic a little bit, but that's what happens here, especially La Cienega, with everybody watching the guy on the billboard out there pedaling for arthritis.
Traffic is brutal.
But yeah, definitely check it out. Go to Amazon Prime, and check out the series, really. Jay, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.